The Curse of the Pre-Sponse. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There's a danger when you have to write your response to a State of the Union address before you've actually seen the speech you're responding to. And Senator Marco Rubio discovered that last night because his speech was not really a response. It was a pre-sponse. You could tell because he said stuff like this.
Instead of playing politics with Medicare, when is the president going to offer his detailed plan to save it? Tonight would have been a good time for him to do it.
Well, as it turns out, the president agreed because just 45 minutes earlier, he had said this.
On Medicare, I'm prepared to enact reforms that will achieve the same amount of health care savings by the beginning of the next decade as the reforms proposed by the bipartisan Simpson-Bowles Commission.
The Simpson-Bowles report is the budget deal considered the holy grail by many Republicans. And then the president said,
we'll bring down costs by changing the way our government pays for Medicare, because our medical bills shouldn't be based on the number of tests ordered or days spent in the hospital. It should be based on the quality of care that our seniors receive.
For a guy who has no plan, that sounds like a pretty serious plan. So, may I offer a suggestion? If you have to write your response before the speech you're responding to, you should also be allowed to deliver it before the speech you're responding to. Like during those tedious 15 minutes when everybody's meandering around and the anchors are yammering about Michelle's arms. I would much rather have watched Senator Rubio's pre-sponse. And then, when it turned out the president actually agreed with many of his points, the senator could have said, see, I changed his mind. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.